Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tesla faces a backlash from the Communist Party in China at the same time that Chinese EV startups could get delisted from American stock exchanges. It's what the British would call a sticky wicket. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy. This week, different departments in the Communist Party in China criticized Tesla on a variety of issues. Meanwhile, in the U.S., the Securities and Exchange Commission is threatening to delist Chinese EV startups on the NYSE and the NASDAQ. To be listed on American stock exchanges, the SEC has to be able to audit your books. But in China, it's illegal for a foreign government to audit Chinese companies. All this is running under the radar at the moment, but it's probably going to blow wide open sometime this year. So could the attacks on Tesla be related to the possible delisting? I don't know, but it's something we need to keep an eye on. With Automotive Insight, I'm John McElroy.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.